All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
What's up, Derek? How can we help you?
Not much. Basically, I went out on a great date with this girl. I really liked her. She had an incredible ass. Just the dopest ass.
Yeah.
And now, she won't call me back. I've tried, called her. I texted her. I was like, there's a problem. Let me know. Nothing. Nada. So I'm not getting anything from her.
Wow. Even the girl with the incredible ass wouldn't call you back.
Yeah.
It was a really great ass, guys. If you saw this ass, you'd have been like, oh my God.
What do you think? Did you comment to her about her ass too much or something? What do you think you did wrong?
I mean, I only mentioned it 4 times. But the other thing was, if I really think about it, there was one moment where she kind of rolled her eyes and got annoyed with me because I parked in the handicap spot. But
Wait a minute.
Dude.
You parked in a hand... Are you handicapped?
No, I'm great. I'm a great guy. But what happened was the best place to park... from the restaurant, and we didn't even get a ticket, so we win.
Do right. you, though?
Do we really need to call this girl?
I can tell you right now why she ain't calling him back, but let's hear it from her.
Okay, so you think it's because you parked. Anywho, are you still there, sir?
Yep, still here.
All right, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, Leslie?
Yeah.
Hey, Leslie, so please do not hang up. It's Hot 96.9, the radio station, calling you. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. I can explain to you why we're calling you.
Yeah, why are you calling?
Okay, so we
did
got...
Did I win something?
Possibly. We have your chance to go...
My guess is no, but anyways.
Yeah. Even if you win, you lose.
Right. Sorry.
So, listen, here's the deal. We got a call from a gentleman who wants to take you out. You know him, and he likes you a lot, and he's saying that you like him a lot, too. So he would like to take you out on a date, and the reason we're calling you is because he gave us your number, and we're offering you that we'll pay for the entire date. So you can pick the place, and we'll reserve it and pay for everything, and, you go there, and you just see if you and this guy hit it off. And by the way, we're also going to tell you the guy's name.
Really?
So, before I tell you his name, he wants to apologize if you thought that he was being a little inappropriate by parking at a handicap spot. His name is Derek.
Oh, my God, no. No. No, I know who you're talking about, and no, I don't think
you don't think dude.
Okay. I gotta go.
Wow. Hold on. Can you just tell? Because that way we'll pass it on to him. I don't want to just say you're a douchebag. I want to say you're a douchebag because blank. Was it because he parked in the handicap spot?
Or because he kept saying you had a great ass all night?
Okay. One, I do have a great ass. That part's okay. The parking thing, that's just the tip of the f-ing gruesome iceberg. This dude is a monster. He is the worst human being I have ever seen in my life.
What? That's a pretty bold statement.
So he did something worse than parking in a handicap spot. I just want to get that clear.
Yes, much worse. So apparently, lover boy there with the ass fetish had been to the dentist before our date, so he's a little jacked, still got his mouth all kind of numbed and drooly.
Yeah.
We're sitting at dinner. When the bill comes, he just does this weird flip where he pretends he's mentally challenged or something. He starts drooling even more and yelling at the
dentist. Oh, my God.
It was
Wait a minute.
Chaos.
It was Wait. Why? What?
Why? Because he wanted the meal for free, and they felt bad for him, and they comped it.
Are you serious?
Whatever, Leslie. You weren't complaining when the bill was for
Whoa,
the bill.
Okay, hold on. Leslie, Derek is on. Derek's on the now, and he heard what you said. Derek, you're a piece of
nonsense.
Yes, no, I'm not. I'm playing the game. Sometimes you got to play the game, guys. All right, that's what I do. I play the game pretty well. Okay?
What does that even
mean? There is no game that involves ripping off a restaurant while pretending to be handicapped. That is not a game, Derek.
Ripping off? Did you see how much they charge us for salads? I think they were the ones ripping us off. Okay.
We had the smallest portion.
Maybe if you ordered, we were going to split it. That might have been different. You were just sitting on your ass waiting for me to pull out my wallet.
The table,
so I had to do what
so
I had
no
to
one
do.
Would see me with you. And you know what, jackass? I went back the next day and paid that bill because I am a decent human being.
And you weren't a decent human being when you ordered three appetizers and two bottles of wine, okay?
Wait, hold on. Can I just say, who cares what she did? What you did was f***ed up.
I think that I should be awarded for the amazing improv I did. When is the next time I'm going to be showing up at a restaurant with no cane in my mouth and a tooth missing and people are going to want to feel bad for me and give you a free meal? You know what? Instead of being ostracized, I should be getting an Oscar from you, all right?
Oh, my God. Romero, hang up on him, please.
Hold on, I just want to make sure. Leslie, I'm assuming it's no for another day with him, right?
Yeah, it's going to be no for
Okay,
another.
Perfect. Hey,
hang
hey,
up.
Derek?
Yeah.
Drop dead.
Fuck off.
Exactly.
You guys.
I just hung up on him.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry we bothered you this morning.
All right. So, hey, sorry about that. You know what? We're going to give you that. Pick somebody who's not a piece of to go with, and we'll pay for the meal, right?
Really, truly, anybody off the street would be better than this dude.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.